Art, a lot of Husky fans were unhappy with the performance of the defense in the Alamo Bowl. Are these two new coaches the necessary fix?
Well, it's hard to say at the moment. On paper, they look great. Justin Wilcox was very successful at Tennessee, where he didn't have a lot of great talent. His linebackers coach, Peter Sermon, is a seven-year NFL veteran who's relatively new to coaching, but is a native of the state. And Wilcox is also very familiar with the state, having coached at Oregon, and both of them were teammates at Oregon. I'm sure some Husky fans are going to be upset over the fact that they have this duck lineage, but I also think that that's a very small consideration when you're trying to win. If you're trying to win, you might as well steal from the best, and Oregon and USC have been the best, and so the Huskies are stealing coaches from those programs, and as well they should.
Washington will be without one of their best next year. Running back Chris Polk announcing recently that he's leaving UW early for the NFL draft this year.
Yeah, he was a fourth-year junior, could have come back if he wanted, but he sees the money in the NFL, and I don't blame him for seizing the moment, because he became the second leading rusher in Husky football history and has nothing left to prove. So I don't think that's a surprise, but it also makes the task more difficult next year. One of the biggest problems for the Huskies is not on the offense, but it's on the defense. And that's where Nick Holt was largely responsible. He failed to get his guys to tackle properly and be assignment correct. And that's just coach speak for being in the right place to do your job. And those two flaws caused his demise, I think. And now they've got the coaches in place. The question is, will the transition hurt recruiting? And already there's been some problems in Husky recruiting. Three of the top five recruits in the state, at least judged by the people who pay attention to that sort of thing, are going out of state. And now the big problem in state is that there's a very attractive other program. I know Cougar fans will hate to be referred to as the other program, but with Mike Leach in charge, I think there is a real uptick in the profile and the quality of the Cougar football program. Even though he hasn't won a game over there yet, people are excited.
Mike Leach, the new head coach at WSU, most recently at Texas Tech, where he took them to 10 bowl games in 10 years. The 2012 season will be his first leading the Cougs, and we've just learned what the season will look like with the Pac-12 schedule coming out this week. In addition to worrying about WSU, Art, the Huskies do have a challenging season ahead.
Yeah, the big challenge for the Huskies in the schedule is September 8th when they travel to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to play Louisiana State, which is currently the number one team in the nation and will be playing Alabama for the BCS title game Monday night. So they are really going into a difficult environment there, and they're having to do it with new coaches, and they hit Stanford, Oregon, and USC all in a row early in the season. So it's going to be very difficult for Washington to prevail next year to do as well as they did this year, which was 7-6. That's the second year in a row they were 7-6, but they lost five of their last seven games. And so it is not looking as good as it did, but Steve Sarkisian, the head coach, has proved adaptable and flexible. And I would give him the benefit of the doubt right now as far as being able to pull the program out of at least a detour.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.